Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Today's a special day.
Why is today a special day?
Today is Talk It Out.
Tuesday?
Yeah, it's Talk It Out.
Tuesday.
Okay, let's talk it out.
All right, let's keep talking it out.
Talking it out!
Talk it out.
Tell me what's on your mind.
You really want to know?
Go ahead. Just let it all out.
Let it all out.
Okay, it's showtime. 6:03, Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty. It is Tuesday morning, and I can't believe first thing this morning when I saw you, Carla.
Yeah?
I did something that we have talked about before. When somebody will say to you or ask you, hey, does this taste bad to you?
I couldn't believe you did that. Here, taste this watermelon. I think it's bad. I said, you did not just do that.
Can't you just look at it?
I know. No, you can't. It's funny because watermelon like kind of starts to ferment.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really know it till you taste it. Yeah, but it was like.
So I had a chunk and I go, this doesn't taste right.
Hey, Carla.
And the first time I saw Carla this morning, I said, would you take a bite of this and tell me if it's bad?
No, you did not.
Take one for the team.
Let me take a whiff.
I know. Oh, my God. That was just too funny. And I almost did it, but it was like, what did you talk to my brothers or something? What are you doing? I know. I was like, no, I'm not. No.
I had a piece on a fork, was ready to feed it to you. Wow. That's how you kick off your Tuesday morning.
He did that, Jody. He did that.
And you didn't bite.
Tomorrow. So I poisoned my partner.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, exactly. Carla won't be in today.
A little under the weather.
Hey, Morty, I've got some watermelon.
Yeah.
Got some bad fruit.
Bad shrimp.
Yeah,
right. Sunshine today. Going to be nice. Tomorrow, high 106 today. 108 the... Hi, tomorrow afternoon, about 78 outside right now. Carla's first take as she recovers.
Just take a whiff.
Just smell it.
First take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Boy, Taylor Swift gave a fan not just backstage passes, but, well, equals about $6,000.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
All right, more on that next.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Her name is Aisha Curram, and she's a Taylor Swift fan. She met her a while back. Taylor found out she was a fan, you know, invited her backstage, got her backstage passes, got her into the show. Well, they got to talking online after this, and she was talking to Taylor about just it's kind of tough for her. She's trying to pay her tuition. Her mom was just recently diagnosed with kidney disease. Her parents both work minimum wage jobs. So it was a little tough for her to pay her tuition. Taylor Swift wrote her a check for $6,386 to put towards her tuition. That would cover the debt for whatever period of time.
Nice.
Aisha said, I have no words. I can't stop crying. And she was just so generous. She's been known to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's been known to do that. She'll see something that somebody posts, and she'll write a check. And say what you will about Taylor, but she's got a lot of Swifties for a reason.
So when you hear a story like that, do you think other fans go, well, all I have to do is mention that if I get to meet her, chances are she might write us a check.
I think that Taylor's smart enough to have some people. I'm thinking she has people who kind of look into some things.
She's a big Reddit person.
Yes, she is.
So if you're on Reddit and you post something, chances are she'll probably see it and do something.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Which is a cool, very nothing site, Reddit.
Yeah.
It's so nothing,
low-key.
And I love it. Apple TV announced their new TV series. You know, they have a lot of original content starting now. It's The Morning Show, and not a bad lineup. Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and Steve Carell will be hosting their morning show on Apple TV. That's three big gets right there.
Mm-hmm.
Alanis Morissette, I have some friends who just saw her last time around just a couple months ago, said she was real pregnant, sitting in a chair.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's because she just gave birth to a baby boy. It's her third child.
Nice.
His name is Winter Mercy. Oh. Winter Mercy. I would think of that as a girl's name, but okay.
It's a boy name.
All right, that's a boy name.
Do you call him Win for short?
Winter. Yeah, maybe so. That's cool.
Okay.
And Friends is celebrating its 25th anniversary next month. They will do a three-night event in theaters around the country, 12 fan-favorite episodes, interviews, behind-the-scenes footage, and Lego released a Friends playset. It's the coffee shop, everything, to celebrate the show's 25th anniversary. I'm sure there's enough plastic to cover Courtney Cox at this point. Gosh, she's had a lot of work done. Man, 25, yes.
Man,
yes.
It's like a long time ago.
I know it does.
All right. Boy. Hey, listen, we have that seven-day Alaskan cruise to give away. Now, tomorrow, over at Scenic Brewing Company, going to be there from 6 to 8,
yeah.
That extended happy hour, food and drink specials. You can register for those journey tickets. Plus, pick up a bonus clue
there
that will
you
help
go.
You. That will help you figure out the location of Mike and Carla's vacation photo number 3, which, by the way, you can check out. It's never too late to join the game. Check out on the website, 963kklz.com. In fact, right now, you have a chance to guess the street address, city, state, zip code, what's in my pocket, and possibly win that seven-day Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company.
Cool.
And 96.3 KKLZ. It's all a part of the 96 Days of Summer. Dial it up. Do you know how to play? Do you know what we're looking for? Do it this morning, right now. 702-739-9636. Good luck.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get out of here!
It's back in minutes on 96.3 AKLZ.
I got news for you. We're back now, 6:37, National Left-Handers Day today. I remember growing up that if you were left-handed, people kind of looked at you weird, like, oh, they're if using went, the other hand.
If you went to Catholic school, you were the devil.
Right.
It was the devil. Oh, my God. My mom and dad used to talk about that. If you were and they'd smack your hand or they'd pull the pencil
right.
out. Oh,
do it with the right hand.
11% of the population is left-handed, truly left-handed.
So the question, it begs the question, is it easier being a left-handed person now than maybe 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah, I kind of wonder. I'll tell you, I had to use, and I don't know why I was doing it the other day, using scissors, and I was using my left hand. You still, with most scissors, can't cut with your left hand. I don't know why they don't work with your left hand.
Do they have left-handed scissors?
They do. I mean, there are left-handed stores and all that stuff. But I can't imagine some things aren't still tough because everything's really made for right-handed people.
Come to find out, our producer, Morty, can use both hands.
Yeah. Yep.
Depending on what you're doing,
yeah.
right?
I'm ambidextrous, yeah.
Yeah, I know a few people who that seems more common than left-handed.
Yeah.
Just being left-handed.
Now, I'm right-handed, but at dinner, if I have a glass of water or something, I'll drink it with my left hand.
Really? Do you stretch that far, Mike?
Yeah.
And really? Really? You really?
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my cross
it's
to bear.
O-B-R-I-A-N, by the way. Yeah, I know.
So that's what I have
I'll
to
shovel
do.
When I'm at the movies. I'll shovel the popcorn in my mouth with the left hand. Doesn't slow me down one bit.
Well, that's when you use both hands. That's when you're ambidextrous.
Just give it
shovel
back.
With both hands in your mouth.
So for those people listening that are left-handed, what was the hardest thing to get used to as you were growing up being left-handed? 702-739-9636. You could talk or text. And do it with both hands if you want, if you're going to text or dial in.
You know, the one thing you have to do left-handed pretty much any time you do it is the ATM.
Oh, yeah.
You always have to reach out.
Yeah,
I know.
All right.
Kind of discriminatory, thanks.
Left-handers, we want to hear from you this morning. Celebrating the National Left-Handers Day today.
Mm-hmm.
6:52, 8 away from 7 o'clock, people texting in.
Yeah.
Doing it left-handed.
Yeah, it's interesting. Somebody pointed out, now Derek said, nothing unusual, but shaking hands is always different because everybody goes in with the right hand, you know, just no matter what. Everyone
Never
seems to go in with
that.
The right hand. And left-handed people, just like it would be awkward for us to shake, you know, and give that firm handshake, you know, it's a little tougher for left-handed people. Hmm. Jen says, I'm left-handed, and the hardest part was the right-handed only scissors. I mentioned this earlier.
Yeah.
And writing in notebooks or binders. If you're left-handed, And that metal thing is on the, you know, the left-hand side. Mm-hmm. That's really hard to write. It's really hard to write with that metal spiral. So there are stores that now make them for left-handed people because you can't write over that thing.
Steve called up and said, as a kid, learning how to tie my shoes as a left-hander.
Yeah. Now, there you go.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah, that would be odd, I'm sure, because everybody teaches you, you know, right-handed.
Right-handed.
Most people, I'm sure, yeah. You know, Jen also went on to say that today's my birthday, so I think it was meant to be that I was left-handed, because August 13th is always National Left-Handers Day.
Because when you're left-handed, you put down for being left-handed. You know, it's always left. Oh, left words are always negative thing. Leftovers, they're terrible. Two left feet, left-handed compliment. You ever see a crook named Righty? You never see that. Everything right is a positive thing. Right on, the Bill of Rights. You go to a party, there's nobody there. Where'd everybody go? They left.
Second day of school for the kids.
Yes, it is. I'll bet they're already sick of it.
I asked our grandson, Ethan, I said, hey, how did it go? New school.
Yeah.
Had to go to a new school. I had a great day, Papa.
Good.
I recognized a couple of kids from the other school.
Oh, that's good.
And so
it's hard when you change schools.
Right.
You know, because what do you go into? First or second grade?
Second grade,
okay. Because I know a lot of schools, depending on where they go, they'll go through like second or third grade and then go to a different school and that. So good for him.
I said, are you going back? He goes, yeah, I think I'll go back today.
Going to go back? Okay.
You never know.
Whatever.
Okay. I never knew I had the choice.
Yeah, I know. What?
Up,
what do you mean?
By the way, you have to check out our back to school video. We posted on our website, and also you can check out on Facebook, which you can like and link up through our website at 963kklz.com, talking about our favorite teachers and our least favorite teachers.
Growing up.
Sunshine today, high 106, 108 the high tomorrow, about 78 outside. And of course, being the second day, keep in mind those school zones are lit up, so just be careful driving around this morning to work and on your way home. All right, just a few things we think you should know. Got that coming up after Eddie Money and two tickets to paradise.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Something just fun I think you should know. The MVP of this year's Arena Football Championship is a quarterback named Tom Grady. Tom Grady. Yes.
G-R-A-D-Y.
G-R-A-D-Y.
Wow.
Yes, Tom with a G. Tom Grady.
Uh-huh.
So talk about that one all day long. Tom what? No, Grady. Brady? Grady. You can go online this Thursday, day after tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time. That would be 11 o'clock our time, 11 a.m., to buy Olive Garden's never-ending pasta pass.
Yes!
$100.
It's back.
Now, 50 people who buy one of these annual 9-week unlimited pasta passes will have the chance to upgrade to a lifetime pass for $500. If you get that chance, if you got the money, do it, man. PastaPass.com is where you're going to go. PastaPass.com. I'm sorry I told everybody about it, Morty. Because I know Morty's already clicking. Refresh.
Didn't you buy one or win one?
When they first rolled out with it years ago, I got in on it. It was the best thing ever.
Wasn't it for a year then, too?
It wasn't. It was for the length of however long they did the never ending pasta bowls.
Okay.
Okay.
Which was 3 months or something.
Okay.
Like that.
I thought the first year they did a year's worth, which was very cool.
But maybe that's wishful thinking.
Yeah. No, I swear it was.
You being Italian, though,
yeah,
I would think that.
That's another conversation.
Okay.
There.
Sorry.
Yeah, just because it's the Olive Garden doesn't mean we just go there.
You don't put on a hat and sunglasses.
No, I do not. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
putting
me pasta.
And they do take tallies.
What?
They take tallies at every restaurant on who ate the most.
Really?
And I think downtown Summerlin area, someone did 15 bowls.
Wow.
Oh, gee. Oh, God. Okay.
A pasta.
Yeah.
At one sitting?
Yeah.
I'm Italian, and I have never eaten 15 bowls of pasta at one sitting. Hey, in the Washington Post, it says it is indeed a new online dating term. It is called dog fishing. Now, we've heard about this. It's when online daters will pose with a really cute pet but it's not their pet.
Oh.
Because if you post a picture with a pet, they say you get way more hits.
Really?
Than if you do not have it. Yep, you sure do. Yeah, so wow. If you have a pet, yeah, people like people who love pets. They just do. They consider them to be much nicer, much kinder people. So.
What's it called? Yeah.
Dog fishing.
Dog fishing.
Dog fishing, as opposed to cat fishing, which is not a good term.
No.
Not a good term.
Do you actually have to have a pet or just the leash? And
no,
walk
you have
around?
To have a pet. Nope, you have to have a pet.
Okay.
No.
Right.
Now, some people, and I've seen it, they'll use like a stuffed animal, which is very funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you have a pet.
If you need one.
I know. I got Morty one. Will rent out Squish.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not? Why not?
Squish is at home listening, guys. Going,
yep.
What?
Yeah, I know. Man, I got a friend who'll probably rent out a cat. So, what, depending on what you want. Yeah.
What kind of cat you're looking
yes,
for?
Yes, that's right.
I got four.
I got a black one, I got a tabby, and I got a short hair.
Last hour, got so busy talking about National Left-Handers Day.
Left-Handers Day, yeah.
First chance to win Leonard Skinner tickets. These tickets over at the T-Mobile Arena Friday night. It's their farewell tour. You want them? You got them. Dial it up. Dog fishing or not, 702-739-9636. Whether you have a pet or not, they can be yours. Ninth
That's
caller.
Right.
If you've not won anything in the last 30 days, give it a shot. Carla, we have Vicky on the phone. And Vicky, you are a winner.
Awesome.
You are caller number 9. You got the tickets, Skinnerd and their farewell tour, T-Mobile Arena. It's this Friday night, so we hope you can go.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, tickets from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
Just dealing with some family drama. What do you do in this situation?
Oh, boy.
Somebody's married to somebody in our family. They're getting divorced. We got to know the girl. We liked her. And now, is it over?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said, Mike, you know what? Their issues are their issues, not yours. Not hard at all. This isn't middle school. Spend time with her if you want to spend time with her. She was family. So, I know. Boy, that's a slap in the face. This isn't middle school. All right. Fine. Jeez, Dalton says, my children's mother and I have been divorced for 37 years.
Right.
All my ex's family still to this day treat me like a relative, brother-in-law, uncle, son, in-law, etc. So a lot of people do well with it. Somebody else, my brother divorced his first wife when I was 14. I grew up with her, so I stayed in contact with her up until she passed away. She was like my sister. So my brother didn't mind at all. Yeah, I guess it depends on the situation. Somebody else said, Dina said, if you're friends with her, then you should be able to stay friends with her. Whatever happened between the divorcees is between them, not you.
All
it's
right.
Like saying you can't be friends because I don't like them. That's just being childish. Well, you know what, Dina? If I don't like them, you can't like them. So, stupid head.
We are
I'm
so
kidding,
childish.
Dina. I'm kidding.
Steve, what about you?
Well, now, when it comes to somebody being married into the family, you know, unless it's an exceptionally, you know, just horrendous divorce, if the person hasn't done anything to me and we're friends and we've been, you know, got along, you know, I think I still stay friends with them.
Kim, what do you think I should do?
You have to do everything a case by case. My ex-husband or my husband stays in touch with his ex's family. We slept at their house. We've done family functions.
Wow.
Traded cars for the day. It depends on the family member.
Yeah, it is. It's something that you and Jody are going to have to, I guess, you know, deal with as it comes, probably. Mm-hmm. You know?
Why can't everybody just get along?
I know. You might have to move.
Yeah. Run it by him and make sure he's okay with it and go from there.
All right, Kim. Thanks a lot for the call. George, what about you?
If your relative divorces his wife or husband, just stick to good friends. You don't have to invite the person over for family gatherings or holidays. Love is love, you know. You can't just go snapping, oh, over, see you later. No, no, no. Continue to love.
Boy, our audience is so forgiving and so loving.
You guys are so good. We are such tools. We really are.
And so childish. So childish.
I know.
I was all hell-bent on, you know, that person.
I'm not going to answer the phone. Hello?
Dead to me.
All right, maybe just a drink.
You buying? Okay. Shh, don't tell anybody. I'll put it on Facebook.
No pictures.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Van Halen running with the devil. How do you treat that situation of family drama? I might have to ask other relatives.
Yeah.
What are you
what
doing?
What they're going to do. You're right. You're right.
Because I don't want to be the odd man out. I remember when an ex-wife called my brother and his wife.
Yeah.
And said, hey, I'm going to be in town. Can I stay the night? And they did.
Oh.
They let her. And I was livid.
Yeah.
I was livid.
Yeah, that didn't end well. And I get that. I had an ex who texted my best friend, Monica. And I said, did you text back? No, I didn't text back. I said, well, you can chat if you want. No.
Right.
No. They dumped you. They broke your heart.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm on
so
your team.
So I get it. I get it. Yeah. All right. I do. I get
it. Well, it's a sad situation.
It is.
I feel bad for both of them.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. Sunshine today going to be nice both days. High 106 today, 108 tomorrow. About 81 outside right now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
What do you do when somebody threatens to post a naked picture of you on social media?
Did you find another one?
Well, you know what? I'm just going to post it before you do.
More on that and other stories after Journey.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Brought to you, of course, by our friends at Universal Solar. I'm all caught up in this Whitney Cummings story. Here's the deal. She's a comedian. She's also a writer. Two Broke Girls. That was her show. She wrote it, produced it.
Yeah.
So a few months back, she posted a picture of herself. It was actually part of a video, and she had a little nip slip. Nipple was showing. Okay, well, somebody took a screenshot. Now they're threatening to post the pictures. They want money from her. So she said, I don't care. You want the picture? Here it is. I'll repost it myself. Yeah.
Takes care of that.
Exactly. So no big deal. She was trending yesterday heavily on Twitter, hashtag Whitney, and she, of course, posted, nobody wishes this was about Whitney Houston more than I.
So she was being blackmailed.
Basically, yes. Yeah, they wanted
extorted.
To extort money from her. Yeah, I mean, what do you do when somebody does that, you know? I'm thinking about, I don't know. I got to, somebody's going to get into my stuff one day.
Okay.
Anyhow.
Well, good for her then.
Katy Perry has been accused of groping a male model from her Teenage Dream music video at a party. This was back in 2010. Josh Kloss is his name. He said, I brought a friend who was dying to meet her. It was his birthday, and I saw her, and she hugged him. And as I turned to introduce my friend, she pulled my Adidas sweats and underwear down as far as she could to show, you know, stuff off.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, man. She hasn't responded to this as of
yet. Who does that? I mean, if it's true.
I know it.
Hey, Katie. Yeah. How you doing? Good.
Yank. Oh, boy. I know. Paul McCartney, he talked about writing songs with John Lennon in a recent interview, and he said if one of them wrote a song and the other didn't like it, the song was dead. That was it. But there was one song they decided to tweak a little bit.
The earliest example of that was I had a song, saw her standing there. She was just 17. She'd never been a beauty queen, was my line. And John kind of, like, I'm not sure about that line. So I said, well, let's change it. Just 17, you know what I mean.
And the rest is history.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And one last story, Missy Elliott. Missy Misdemeanor Elliott will receive the Video Vanguard Award at the VMA. And she will perform on the show for the first time since 2003.
Wow.
I love her.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. I know. All these people, you know, it's like they're all younger than us.
Yeah.
Why are they getting the icon and the Vanguard? Wait a minute.
A lifetime award.
I know it.
Don't forget, tomorrow, 6 to 8, going to be over at Scenic Brewing Company,
yay,
that extended happy hour. The 96 days of summer continue with your chance to win that 7-day Alaskan cruise. For two, now we reveal another puzzle piece a little bit later on this morning. If you want to check out the picture we're talking about, vacation picture number 3, where you have to tell us the street address, city, state, zip code, and try and figure out what's in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You do that anytime you want on the website, but tomorrow night from 6 to 8, stop by. Enjoy some food and drink specials. Register for those Journey tickets we give away at the end of the month.
Yeah.
And also pick up that very important bonus clue that could help you decipher all the answers to what we're looking for and win that Alaskan cruise. Details about the 96 Days of Summer on our website, 96.3kklz.com. You had mentioned the Whitney Cummings photo,
yes.
And she was trying to, somebody was trying to blackmail her for a photo that she said, you know what, you want it? There it is. I'm putting it out there again.
Right.
Dave, what's your suggestion?
You copyright the picture, you post it on the internet for sale, so when they post it, you sue them for loss of revenue.
Wow.
Copyright infringement.
I gotta look up copywriting my nudes right now. I love it.
Carla, this is our new agent.
I love it. I love it.
That's a great idea.
Oh, man. I got another thing for you. Something else you're going to have to do. David, you're awesome. Thank you.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We are looking forward to our second annual end of summer bash. And, of course, that's happening Saturday, September 7th, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. This is going to be huge. Big 80s party.
Yeah, it is.
Flock of Seagulls, Missing Persons, Wang Chung, Tubes, Farrington and Mann, the original vocalists from When in Rome, the Motels, a lot more. All the info on our website, 96.3kklz.com. We have tickets for you for the Lost 80s Live Tour, and all you have to do is identify our mystery sound.
Yes.
From the 80s.
Right. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Here it is.
Okay.
That's it.
I love it.
Hold on. I almost gave you too much. What do you think?
It's okay.
Here it is.
Okay.
That's it. Might have given it away. All right. We're going to get through news and weather. Lines are on hold right now, but after we do that, start looking for caller number 9 who can correctly identify our mystery sound.
Yes.
At 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Mike and Carla's second annual end of summer bash. All you have to do is identify the mystery sound. Travis, identify our mystery sound.
That would be centipede.
You are right.
Good job.
He said
friend.
With confidence.
Yes, he did. A lot of people were guessing Space Invaders, and it's similar.
What I thought at first, but then I caught it.
Yeah. But then you heard the pew, pew.
That was actually the music.
Yeah.
Travis, you got the tickets. You're going to join us for the second annual Mike and Carla End of Summer Bash, happening Saturday, September 7th, downtown Las Vegas Event Center, presented by Finley Toyota. They'll do anything to sell you a car. The tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, and it's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer.
Ruby.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Guy in Germany jumped off a balcony while running from police the other day. Landed directly on a wasp nest.
Oh, man.
He jumped in a pool to get away from the bees. And the cops just waited for him to get out of the pool. I've said this before. You've been stung by a bee.
Yes, I have.
I've never been stung by a bee.
It's not fun if you're allergic to them, especially.
Here's a crazy story that was just posted on Reddit. Woman says her younger sister just got pregnant, so she asked if she could take over the woman's wedding date and venue in September and get married then instead. And when the woman said no, her sister and family got mad at her. So now you talk about, we were talking about family drama earlier.
Yeah, okay. All right, then.
Well, you're pregnant. You're not going to be able to get married
now. Exactly. I know. So what's, okay. Oh, family.
So I'll
oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Mike. Well, a couple things for you. A British mother has started a crowdfunding campaign because she says she needs a butt lift for positive mental health. Her name is Carla Bellucci. Seventh Carla Bellucci.
Oh.
She's just looking for $7,000.
Yeah.
She also once faked depression in order to get a free nose job. So I think there's a little scamming going on by Carla. also made headlines when she allowed her 14-year-old daughter to get Botox. So she's stable. That's great. Good.
Maybe she needs the butt lift more so than we need.
Well, Mike, she says, and I quote, ugly people get nowhere these days. But you know what? Apparently to get anywhere in this world, you need an ass. So yeah. There you
go. Well, you're working with one, so that's about as close.
Oh, man. And yeah, I got you. And we talked yesterday about bringing in a porta potty if you're having a party. Well, if you're planning to host a sex party in your home, perhaps it'd be best to keep your guns locked up, people. Florida man learned the hard way. He had opened his door, posted it on social media. He was going to have an orgy. Uh-huh. And what do? You post that on social media, you get all the people in for the free food.
Right.
At least me. No, pass me the cheese tray. Yeah. That'd be great.
And by the way,
you guys keep doing what you're doing.
There's a porta potty outside if you have to go to the
right.
bathroom.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Well, his 9mm Glock was stolen from the bedroom. He couldn't name a suspect, though, because there were 20 people there and, you know, they were all wearing masks. So truth, to make matters worse, it encouraged guests, because it's an orgy. You don't want everybody to know you're going to that one.
Right.
You had to use fake names, and your friends had to use fake names as well. So his Glock is gone forever. And so is his gun. Get out of here! All week. So, yeah, if you're planning on hosting a sex party, you might want to... I don't know. I say maybe, you know what, maybe rent a trailer. How about that? Let him go in there. You're not coming in my house. Got
fifth
guns
wheel.
In this house. Yeah,
fifth right. wheel out there.
People stay out there. Jeez, it is Tuesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Listen to this. A great story. It's back to school time, right? Good reminder of what teachers do and how much they care. 30-year-old guy in Waco, Texas, Chris Barrington is his name, has a lot of special needs. He only functions at about a 6-year-old level. Never had a real good home life. And his father, the only person who took care of him, passed away of leukemia just a couple of months ago. Well, police found him just wandering down a highway all alone. Doesn't have any family, of course. They talked to him, and he gave them a name. He remembered a name. Michelle Gerard was the name. It was a teacher that he hadn't talked to in years. She had him as a student for 4 years in junior high, and he just remembered how nice she was. So the cops talked to her. She said, you know, I'll take him in while we figure out a more permanent solution.
Mm-hmm.
But then she found out he'd probably end up in an institution. So she just filed paperwork to take permanent custody of him. Found out he'd never celebrated Christmas, ever gotten a birthday gift before. So she just threw him his first birthday party and says the rest of the year is just all about new experiences. She's taking him in permanently.
Wow.
This is amazing.
That's awesome.
Talk about your favorite teacher.
Yeah.
Man, alive. Wow.
I don't even know how you do that.
I don't
find
either.
It in yourself.
Yeah. And you figure this was junior high, so he was, whatever, 12, 13.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His teacher was probably, I don't know, say 30 even, you know.
I look at people like that, and I so wish I could be like that.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Wow. All right. Well, if you have a feel-good story, you want us to read it, we'd love to see it. So submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. That's how you do that. 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon. Wendy Rush going to keep you company. She'll have tickets for the end of Summer Bash, plus your next chance to take a shot at winning that Alaskan cruise during the 96 days of summer in the 2 o'clock hour. So make sure you're listening for that. Recapping this morning, happy Left-Handers Day today.
Yes.
Boy, some famous left-handers, too.
Yeah, I posted, actually, on our website a list of some famous left-handers.
Mm-hmm.
Some pretty heavy hitters.
So today's your day. Try to settle some family drama. We'll see how things panned out.
I know.
It sucks.
I know it does.
But everybody has to deal with it. And, Carla, thank you very much. If you're going to have an orgy, some do's and don'ts.
Yes, exactly.
From the other news that
there's a lot more do's.
I do what I can, Mike. Your orgy survival kit.
Just don't lose your Glock.
No. Lock the Glock.
Lock the Glock. All right, that's about it. So do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and of course, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.